Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Rains. And this week, we're going to be talking about thinking about maybe buying the next possible hot IPO of 2019, and that is Peloton. And we're going to get into all that in a little bit, but I just want to say before we do that, that if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. Also, make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. So as I mentioned, today we're going to talk about what could be one of the next big hot IPOs of 2019. Recently, we dove into Beyond Meat, which trades under the ticker BYND on the podcast. And I want to quickly just give a little bit of rundown since we last talked about them, because they reported their first ever quarterly earnings as a public company. Its shares skyrocketed over 30% on Friday. They're now well up over 200% since going public in early May. So its Q1 fiscal 2019 revenue was up 215% to just over $40 million, which topped our Zacks consensus estimates. The company did report an adjusted loss of 14 cents per share, which matched our estimates and came in slightly worse than the year-ago period, which had a loss of 13 cents per share. So the company's still losing money, which is to be expected, but obviously Wall Street investors don't seem to really care that much just yet, as I mentioned, because the stock is up so big since then. And this comes after they lost around $30 million in 2018 on about $88 million of total revenue last year. So they're trending in the right direction. Stock is up huge. Definitely a company to pay attention to. And now Beyond Meat stock is standing in contrast to some other recent IPOs from arguably the two biggest companies to go public in the last year or so, Uber and Lyft. And as I mentioned, though, we've also talked about some other younger companies in this sports space, because I mentioned that Beyond Meat was on this podcast because they're using athletes to try to market their plant-based meat products. We've also talked about Yeti, which trades under the ticker YETI. It's a expensive kind of high-end cooler company. It went public in late fall of 2018. Its shares are up 50% since then. We've talked about Canada Goose on the show. We've talked about another company that could maybe possibly be completely bought by Coca-Cola in the last year or so. That's Body Armor. But today we're going to talk about Peloton. And the company sells high-end connected stationary bikes. That is their brand. If you listen to other podcasts or programs, you might have heard their ads. As I said, last Wednesday, they filed confidentially with the Securities and Exchange Commission for a proposed initial public offering. As I mentioned, since it's a confidential filing, there's no real visibility to the public just yet. They've taken advantage of a rule that was introduced in 2012. But what we do know is that the company as a whole has raised over $900 million in funding. It was last valued at about $4.15 billion, and that's from last August. So that's dated at this point, but that's according to PitchBook. That's the most recent numbers I was able to find. So it's unclear exactly what its true valuation will be at this point and when it'll go public in 2019. So we'll see what comes from that. But just to let you know, this is not a totally uncommon confidential filing they've done. Lyft, Pinterest, Uber, and WeWork also filed confidentially in 2019. So what we do know, besides some of the initial numbers, is that the company was founded in 2012. And as I mentioned, it's basically a high-tech stationary bike company. You can look at their website. They're selling bikes, and there's a 22-inch TV monitor, and they offer their big sales pitches. They're offering classes through their monitor connected via the internet. So you're able to follow along on spin classes that have become more popular in recent years. And unlike their competitors who are SoulCycle and some other high-end cycling classes. Peloton's pitch is that you're doing this in the comfort of your house. So you buy a bike, it's a one-time cost, and then you pay a monthly fee to have access to all of these classes whenever you want. Some are live, some are on demand, but I'm going to get into a little bit more of the numbers kind of just for reference for how much these do cost. So the New York-based company sells bikes that start at $2,245. This includes the delivery and setup fee. And they're also right on their site, they're offering you a chance to buy it in monthly payments. Probably not the best idea to buy this bike in monthly payments. If you can't buy a $2,200 stationary bike, maybe you shouldn't buy it, but that's a little side note. And then they slowly have step ups in the price, and all you're really getting with the step up in the price is they'll give you a pair of shoes, they'll give you weights, headphones, a bike mat, a heart monitor. So there's nothing more, there's nothing different about the bike itself. You just get more in this package, so you wouldn't have to buy any of the other ancillary equipment other places. So it's allowing people to, if they're new to this, stationary bike cycling kind of class, you don't have to buy the shoes or anything like that. And the just for price point reference, the most expensive package they're offering is $2,694 for their stationary bikes. And that might price sound a little crazy since you can buy a stationary bike for as cheap as $100. $250 or less is pretty common if you look around on Amazon or any places that are selling these. But other companies do sell high-end bikes that are a similar price point. You can Nordic Track sells $2,000 stationary bikes. So this is not a crazy price point. But where the company is going to make probably a lot of its money going forward, since it's one-time costs, these people won't be having to buy bikes every other year or something like that, will be the membership fees. So the membership for a Peloton membership is $39 a month, and you get access to all of their classes via the Peloton bike. So what you're getting with that $39 a month is unlimited classes on the bike, 20 plus live classes a daily, thousands on demand. What it says is unlimited user profiles, and this is directly from their site. A variety of class types, including cycling, running, boot camp, yoga, outdoor, and more. And then they also offer a digital membership. So this would be for people who don't want to buy a Peloton bike. So you could have your own stationary bike, and then you connect to these classes via their app on iOS or Android or their web app. And that's for $19.49 a month. It's a little bit more of a pared down version than you get if you actually have the bike that has the monitor connected directly to the bike that Peloton sells. It's offering you the 20 plus live classes and thousands of classes on demand, and then just a few less options after that. So this is another way where if they don't have to convince you to pay $2,200 for their bike, but they can still make $20 a month from you for offering their classes, which are, as I said, some are live and then some are on demand. And for those of people who are kind of unfamiliar with this world, what they're offering you in this bigger membership is the ability to track your performance. You participate in groups, there's leaderboards, so you can track your progress over time. That's why the Peloton membership itself is a little more, it stands out from their monthly membership. If you don't have the bike, it's offering you more of those competitive factors. And this is, as I've mentioned a couple times, there's companies like SoulCycle that offer classes where you're in a room with, say, 30 other people. There's an instructor, and you're in there for an hour, and you're really getting kind of pushed. It's an interesting world. For reference for why this membership in the Peloton bike might not seem as crazy, so for that $39 a month, you're getting access to all these classes. You could do classes all day long from your house or wherever you have your bike. SoulCycle, which is not offering these digital memberships, but you come into their studios that are throughout the country, you can get a starter class package for five classes for $100. And that's just for the starter class. And then you can buy 10 class packages for $280. So you're basically saving $40 if you do it that way. But in general, you can buy one class for $32 as a one-off thing, five classes for $148. So for one SoulCycle class that costs $32, they're offering a membership for $39, which then you could bike 30 times a month, 60 times a month with all these classes. So that's where their competitive advantage lies in. As I mentioned, this is a growing world of this connected fitness companies. SoulCycle actually filed for an IPO in 2015, and then it eventually shelved those plans, citing what was called, quote, market conditions at the moment. So SoulCycle maybe in the next few years or so, depending on how Peloton, if and when they do actually go public, will be one to watch out for. So there's companies like Strava that are part of this big giant, I'm going to track all my fitness via the internet, compete with other people. That's very popular, certainly become super popular on the West Coast. And then some other numbers we know about Peloton so far, and this is based on what the company told a CNBC reporter in February of this year, that since it started in 2012, the company has sold 400,000 bikes. And then it first started delivering treadmills in late 2018. And that's what I forgot to mention so far, is that that's the newest market they've entered, is the treadmill market. As I just said, that came out in late 2018. And those are actually, this was kind of shocking to me, but I guess I'm not really in the market for buying treadmills very often. But the treadmills are almost double the price of the bikes, so that'll be good news for the company if that takes off. The treadmills start at $4,295, and they cost as much as $4,844. So it's about an extra $2,000 compared to the bike. And then they're offering similar classes for the treadmill. So just there's an instructor, and they're putting you through whatever they want to do for that half an hour, hour class, however long they are. So they're now offering, two different products, and the bike is now the less expensive of the two high-end connected stationary equipment for your wherever you want it, your home, office, wherever. So as I mentioned, they've sold 400,000 bikes. They have celebrities promoting this company all the time. As I said, they also do podcast promotions. You'll hear, I think they're now doing some actual television ads as well. So it's a company that's definitely trying to get themselves out there to more and more people as they ramp up to now what could possibly be going public sooner than later. And I was reading an article last Friday when I was putting this all together, that the CEO, as I mentioned, they're looking for how the company is going to balance their one-time hardware sales with generating that recurring revenue. So that'll be something when they do go public that Wall Street investors will really want to know, is where is most of the money coming from at this point? The company mentioned that they made $700 million in their fiscal 2018, which ended in February. And this was up from what they said was $370 million in sales in 2017. So that's what we know about the company going into its what could be initial public offering, some maybe sooner than later, or as I mentioned, companies can easily stop these plans depending on how some of the investment banks and big institutional investors react to their plans. So that's just an episode we had today to talk about a company that you should be on the lookout if you want to get into the next hot IPO. I mean, people who bought Beyond Meat stock, it's no guarantee it's going to continue this way forever. But if you bought Beyond Meat stock when it public on May 2nd, you are really, really smiling. So I figured today we would talk about another company that's in this full court finance wheelhouse of, it's a connected stationary bike company that just filed for an IPO. So I thought it was a perfect way to tell our listeners of a company they should definitely be keeping a lookout on. But that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Rains. And remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.